Greetings, beautiful ones. I am Ms. BJ Martin, and this is Snails with No Shells. Leave that shell at the door. You see, a lot of us are running around here living in our shells. Some of us are putting muscles on our shells. Some of us are putting makeup on our shells. On this platform, leave that shell at the door. Just be free, be comfortable to be who you are in your own skin. Let's be slugs for a little while. Everyone is welcome to this show. There is no judgment on this platform. We keep it clean and we keep it cool. All right. See you later. Greetings, greetings, beautiful ones. I am Ms. BJ Martin, and this is Mental Health Mondays. Happy Monday. All right, today we're going to talk about OCD, Obsessive Compulsive Disorder. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I talked about lack of cleanliness, you know, lack of your self-hygiene. Sometimes people are depressed. They don't feel like getting up and cleaning, or they don't feel like bathing, you know. And if you're like experiencing this for a number of days, you know, in a row, where you don't feel like even just getting up, brushing your teeth, then that can be an issue. You know, there can be something going on with your mental health. I spoke about, you know, people saying that people are lazy, or accusing people of being lazy because they don't clean up, you know, or they don't care about their hygiene. It may not be that they don't care. Maybe in that moment they don't care because they're dealing with something else mental, right? And we covered that a couple of weeks ago, the lack of hygiene, you know, the lack of cleaning, okay? This week we're going to talk about overly cleaning and overly and obsessing about your hygiene and obsessing about being clean. And that's called the Obsessive Compulsive Disorder. That's OCD. I know we've all heard it before. So we're going to talk about the opposite, you know, spectrum of lack of hygiene to being over hygienic, because some people, you know, feel like they couldn't really relate to the last video because they, you know, they're clean. There's nothing wrong with their hygiene. But when you are bathing, or when you're showering 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day, and you haven't been to the gym that many times a day, or if you're constantly feeling like, you know, there's a need to have to clean the house when the house is immaculate, there could be some mental health going on in that department. I did my research. I did a little bit of research. You know, I like to take my notes, you guys. And I got this off of a little bit. I read a few articles. This one stood out to me the most. It says this arcvic.org.au. And they say, they're talking about OCD experience. Common obsessions include fears of contamination and fears of harm to self or others. Common compulsions include excessive hand washing, showering, checking, and repeating rituals. These compulsions and obsessions may take up many hours of a person's day. OCD can cause significant interference in family and social relationships and daily routines, and may intrude into every activity and action. Okay, so this is serious. Okay, so I've been over people's houses who, I mean, were immaculate. They were. You could eat off the floor, like really. You could really eat off the floor, and to them, it's like, I gotta clean up. And you see them, like, really see them cleaning up. And I've experienced that before, you know, and I've experienced a person that has bathed a lot, and using alcohol and things of that nature mixed, you know, in the bath. And I'm like, So I've always wondered what that was about. And it could be a number of things. You know, it could be because there is a mental health issue. It could be also learned behavior. You know, maybe that person's parent, you know, mother or father had mental health issues. Maybe they had OCD and, you know, you picked it up, or, you know, as an adult, it could also be because of trauma, right? You develop this OCD because of trauma. I've seen somebody bathe and scrub, you know, so hard as if they were really trying to rid themselves of something that they felt was, you know, filthy or disgusting or something like that. You know what I mean? And the truth of the matter, you know, they were violated, you know, as a child. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the way they deal with it is through the obsessive bathing and the over scrubbing, you know, trying to get rid of what remains. And it's just, you know, it's that mental health, it's that wounding, that trauma that is still there. So I have experienced these things, you know, with people that I know. And so when you're, you know, when you're aware of these things, first thing you need to do is look at yourself, you know, look in your home, you know, and then, you know, analyze that. Then once you're aware of things within yourself, and once you get a better understanding, then you can look outside yourself. Don't be so quick to judge. That's my thing, people. Don't be so quick to judge, and stop calling people crazy. That's like unacceptable. Quit calling people crazy. People really have mental health issues out here. It's not even funny. It's serious. And we need to be in a place where we can start to heal and get our mental health under control. Stop calling people crazy, because you have no idea what they've been through or where they are in their headspace. And for the most part, when you do inner work, and when you take that journey deep, when you deep dive inside of yourself, you deal with those traumas and you heal a lot of those traumas and wounding that you have within yourself, you won't be so quick to judge, because you get it. You understand. Even if your experience was not the same experience as that other person that you see that's going through this, going through whatever they're going through, you still won't be judging that. Me, I want to know what happened. You know, why? I wonder what happened. I wonder why, you know, why they do that, or why they're experiencing that. You become more compassionate, and definitely, you know, you have more empathy for the person, you know, who's dealing with this. So, like I said, we talked about the opposite end of the spectrum. We talked about initially the, you know, not wanting to bathe, not wanting to brush your teeth, not caring about your hygiene, not cleaning up, right? And then we have the opposite spectrum of that. The opposite end of that is obsessively cleaning, obsessively bathing, you know, and always having to feel like you have to clean all the time. Because a lot of that has to do with just staying busy, trying to rid your mind of those thoughts that you have, you know, those compulsive, obsessive thoughts, you know. So I just like to come and just bring, you know, some awareness to, you know, what's going on, what we're dealing with. And instead of just ignoring it and just saying, oh, he or she is crazy, or they out there, you know, let's stop it. Because I remember I got called crazy before too. I did. I got called crazy when I tried to take my own life. I got called crazy. No one asked me you know, what was going on, what was wrong, why was I even thinking about doing that at the age of 15, 16? And yes, I'm going to talk about that, and you're going to hear me talk about it some more. What I talked to you about, a lot of things I talked to you about, I've experienced. We've talked about that, my panic attacks that I've had, the depression. I've been through it. So I don't talk to you just about stuff that I've heard about. I talk to you about things that I know, that I've experienced. And if I have not experienced it directly, I have indirectly. I had a friend or a family member who's been through these things. So that is why mental health is so important to me. Okay. So before I go, you know, I want to ask y'all, have you had your water today? Have you had your water today? Have you had some water today? We said, what do we say? 8 to 10 glasses. Now, we talked about the 10. I can get the 8 in. The 10, ooh, that's a bit much. But, you know, we try. What effort? I was talking about that effort over consistency. I try. So, okay, again, have you had your water? Have you been getting your rest? Have you been taking those breaks? That's important. Have you gone outside just to get some fresh air? Even if it's cold where you are, if it's snow, just step outside and get some of that fresh air in your lungs. You know, have you brushed your teeth? You know, have you bathed? And if you haven't, it's cool. A couple days, okay. Especially on the weekends or your whatever shift you have. But, you know, after about a week, you know, you may, you know, just kind of want to think about some things. You know what I'm saying? Just consider some things. Let's not be in denial, you guys. You know? So anyway, I'm not going to hold you. I just wanted to come in today and talk more about mental health. That's what I do, Mental Health Mondays. And I do it because I love y'all. I love y'all and I care. And I always say, I just want us to be whole and happy and thriving, you know, and abundant. And not necessarily talking about money. Because if your mental health is messed up, if it's jacked up, or if your health is messed up, you can't even enjoy the money. You can be paying nurses and doctors just to be okay, just to, you know. So, anyway, I love y'all. And I hope you guys have had a chance to check out Snails and No Shells. It's fun. I really enjoy getting to know people, having these conversations with people. I really do enjoy it. I really do enjoy it. So I hope you guys are checking it out. I do. It's still on audio on Spotify and Anchor and everywhere on most digital platforms. And it's visual. I've been doing them on Facebook and YouTube. Okay, so all that stuff is in my link, in my bio. I have it set up in my link tree. So that is that. And don't forget to, ladies, check out Hottie Body. Okay. Hottie, HOTTI_body, size 0 to 5X. Check it out. The slogan is, well, everybody is a hottie, right? It doesn't matter what size you are. And it's not just about the clothing line. It's not just about fitness wear. It's about the camaraderie. It's about the ladies getting together to build each other up, and even to, you know, build each other businesses up so we support each other, you know. So it's really something positive that I enjoy being a part of. So I'm always going to share that information with you as well. Yeah, so that's it, you guys. That's it. So yeah, that's it. I just try to make sure that I get everything out. I have so much to say, but I don't want to wear your ears out. Anyway, I love you all. I really do. And remember, just like the sun, you are necessary. I love y'all.